Greetings. It is the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light. We come this evening to speak with you in regards to these time sequences and also in regards to that seventh dimensional light template and the importance and the value of the fifth dimensional time sequence and how it is used within the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates that you are now in possession of. One of the collective parts of our consciousness is held in an expression of Michael, who is not only a Lord of Light, but is also part of the archangelic realm. This evening, this essence of the Lords of Light will come forth to provide you with a discussion in this regard and also be available to you during the question and answer period. It's important that you recognize that the full consciousness of we Lords of Light are present. And because we are all gathered and present, we help you not only hold but integrate the multidimensional state of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. We ask you to be very cognizant of the energetics that are now present in this gathering. This is made possible because you have gathered with intention and with a very open and receptive energetic field. So now, allow one of the expressions of the Lords of Light, Michael, to converse with you. It is I, Michael. I am honored to be participating with you as one of the Lords of Light and bringing forth very dynamic energetics that support a fuller conscious awareness of that seventh dimensional light template that you are now in possession of. We will be discussing this evening that seventh dimensional light template. There is a definite relationship between navigating two different time sequences simultaneously, and this discussion needs to be had before we go into more of the parameters of the seventh dimension. The importance of this time sequence, the fifth dimensional time sequence, was just discussed with you through John. And he talked to you about navigating linear time from the consciousness and fluidity of fifth dimension. You create in third dimensional time when linear time is needed to navigate daily life. But you can do this in the consciousness and fluidity of the fifth dimensional time sequence. In this way, you know that you have many options that can be applied and presented in that third dimensional linear time frame. Thus, you are in full conscious awareness that you operate in two time sequences simultaneously. Can you see that? You operate in the linear parameters of daily life, but you operate in that linear perspective from the consciousness of the fifth dimensional time sequence that is not only unlimited in its creative potential, but it is circular, doesn't have past, present, or future attributes. It only is in the present moment. This is a very valuable state of consciousness from which to create. Operating in two time sequences simultaneously sets the foundation for you to experience yourself in more than one dimension simultaneously. So you begin to recognize that you are a multidimensional being, that you're not relegated to any one dimension, but that you have at your access all of the templates from many dimensions, and you use them consciously in a simultaneous manner. Now let's proceed and talk about the seventh dimensional template. Many of you have asked, just what is it that we're drawing from the seventh dimensional template and applying to my fifth dimensional world? Recognize that the seventh dimension is a vast dimension. It's important that you recognize that you have only retrieved one light template from this dimension, and there are many more yet to come that you will retrieve and hold in your physical body. This is what will change your world. It will change physicality and the way in which it is expressed and experienced on planet Earth. Specifically, the light template that you now possess has to do with a pure version of creativity. This seventh dimensional light template that you retrieved has to do with a pure version of your ability to create. You realize that you have unlimited potential to create or change any creation instantly. This conscious awareness was available to you when you started to experience the fifth dimensional time sequence. The fifth dimensional time sequence laid the foundation for you to access and use the seventh dimensional light template, because you began to see the importance of the present moment. You realized that past experiences were not helpful in your new creations, because you are not the same. You do not have the same consciousness that you did when you experienced those past experiences. You are a totally different, vibrant, vibrational being as you create now. The seventh dimension is a dimension of pure light, sound, and individual expression. This is the last dimension where you can experience yourself as an individual. Through the interface of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions, you have a level of consciousness that you are a divine expression of Source as you create in the awareness of the seventh dimension. The seventh dimension is an infinite plane of refinement. This dimension also provides full consciousness of the Oversoul, as well as it brings you into unity with your monad. So you can see the seventh dimension has many, many templates. We are here to discuss one of those templates. That template is the full consciousness that you are divine and that you are pure creativity. You flow in the present moment and create in more than one dimension. That's an important statement. That template that you are in possession of allows you to have full consciousness that you are divine and that you are pure creativity and that you flow in the present moment and you can create in more than one dimension. So just this little application of knowing how to navigate in your world of third dimensional possibilities, you bring into that dimension the fifth dimensional sequence. That's a very big foundational piece here in navigating in the seventh dimension and it also simultaneously in the fifth and sixth dimensions. When you draw this consciousness from the seventh dimension and you bring it into the sixth dimensional light template, you stabilize these concepts and you reinforce your awareness of yourself as the divine creator without limit. You make this consciousness available in your fifth dimensional experience of the world of form. And this is done strictly through your mental emotional body, your intention, your thoughts, and your emotions. Now, we have been talking to you on several occasions in the last few months about that balance in the mental-emotional body and the coherence within it. So you can see as you begin to navigate not only in different time sequences but in different dimensions that there is of great significance and value in having a very balanced and coherent mental-emotional body. The seventh dimensional template that you now embody limits the interference of the ego that might be afraid to create again and again until the creation is exact and usable in more than one dimension. This template stabilizes you in the present moment where you are the most powerful. This template limits your ability to revert to past experiences or future events. It keeps your attention point on your creation in the moment. Understand you are in transition. You are part of the transition team of this particular group collective consciousness. What you experience affects all those in the collective consciousness of humanity. You are setting the templates to be used as humans awaken. As you experience yourself as the divine creator without limitation, you imprint that into humanity. As you see yourself navigating time sequences and dimensions, you encourage all to continue and expand consciousness. Just as the fifth and sixth dimensional light templates impact your mental-emotional body, so does the seventh dimensional template. It brings change in how your thoughts and emotions are used. It shows you how to think with your higher mind because you are divine. It shows you how to choose more refined emotions, because these emotions are needed to manifest your creation from that pure, present creative position. You have the availability of some communication with portions of your oversoul, and apply your creations in more than one dimension. How do you consciously use this template? You use the seventh dimensional template by conscious intention, and by using the sixth and the fifth dimensional templates that you hold in your physical body. These three light templates work most effectively together. The more you use and apply these templates, the more mastery you gain. So I would like to draw your attention to the fact that these three light templates work together, just as the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays of creation work together as a unit. They have specific properties and applications, but when they are used together in this very refined way, they become a very dynamic creative tool. So as you pull the consciousness of that seventh dimensional template and you bring it through that sixth dimensional template and make it applicable in the fifth dimensional life experience, it becomes a very potent and dynamic light template. It's very, very effective, and it helps you maintain that refined state of consciousness. It helps your body to remember its consciousness because of the energetics that you have introduced into your life experience. And the body then can absorb that template more easily because it has experienced it through your consciousness, through your intention, through your creativity that is unlimited. You can use these templates time and time again, just as you use the fourth, fifth, and sixth rays to create. So, now that we have had this short discussion, I would like to open this discussion to all of you to make your comments and to ask any questions, any further questions on what we have been discussing with you.